Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the Deeper Daily Podcast with your host, Paul White. Thanks for joining me on this third day of October. Let's jump right in today. Real quick recap, we're talking about the process of sealing in the Bible, the mark. This guy, we got started on this from Cain's mark. That mark was actually to keep him mercifully freed from the reciprocity that his murder of Abel spawned. He knew everywhere I go, people are going to want to kill me. He knew that because that's deep inside of us, the knowledge that we deserve the punishment that's coming our way, and God put mercy upon him to seal him. And that sets a precedent in the Bible that God is able to mark his own, seal his own. We took you to Revelation chapter 7 yesterday. 2 days ago, we took you to Ezekiel chapter 9, the mark that spared them from judgment in Ezekiel 9, and then the sealing in the foreheads of God's elect in Revelation 7. But that first century audience would have understood this to be part and parcel of what happens to people under the new covenant, and here's why. Today, I want to take you to two different moments in the writings of the Apostle Paul that deal with the sealing that happens in the believer. And I want you to know that I'm not talking about something in the history books so that you will be impressed of what the first century church knew. I'm talking about something that you have that equips you in a world of danger and pain and revenge. You are sealed. No one ever really brags that they are marked. We're scared of the phrase marked. And when we think of Cain's mark, we too often think of cursed. Cain was not cursed. God said Cain, there would be a curse on someone if they harmed Cain. Well, there was a curse associated with Cain. I don't want to be misunderstood there. I don't want to say that incorrectly. But the curse is not the mark. That kind of foolishness has led to all kinds of racist and just weak theological arguments. But rather, it's a mark of mercy. And so if Cain was marked over with mercy, and in Revelation 7, they are sealed over with mercy, what can we expect? Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Look at the phrase at the end of verse 13, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. I want to read for you that same passage from the NRSV. This is Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people to the praise of his glory. You have already been marked. Okay, whatever your feelings, and we're going to get into the mark. We're going to start working on the mark of the beast tomorrow. Whatever your feelings are about the mark, you've already been marked. Marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. You say, well, big deal, what's that mean? Well, that next verse is what it means. This is the pledge of our inheritance. And technically, our other ancient translations read, who is the pledge of our inheritance? The who there is the Holy Spirit. He is the pledge of our inheritance. God has promised us the fullness of everything that's in Christ. That's our inheritance as God's people. The pledge that God can't lie is the fact that he deposited his Holy Spirit in us and marked us over as a people spared from judgment. So you connect to those who were marked at AD 70 in Revelation 7. You connect to the children of Israel spared from Babylonian judgment in Ezekiel 9, you connect to Cain, marked over so that he cannot be killed in Genesis 4. and you don't connect to them through bloodline, through family heritage, through language. You connect to them through Christ. Jesus, because the gospel of our salvation has caused us to believe in him, then we've been marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. That's the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people to the praise of his glory. So God's the one that's doing this work. He's the one who has marked us over. He is the one who has pledged and sealed us. We have received the mark of his sealing and of his love. Okay, that's one Pauline passage. Let me take you to another one from 2 Corinthians chapter 1. One of my favorite verses, of course, is verse 20. I've quoted this to you, I don't know, 10,000 times. All of the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen, to the glory of God through us. That's the Christ fulfills all promises. But the next two verses, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 21 and 22. Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. In our SV, but it is God who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us by putting his seal on us and giving us his Spirit in our hearts as a first installment. Oh, I love that phrase, as a first installment. So I have been marked over by the Holy Spirit as a first installment on the full inheritance payment that's coming my way, not because I've been good, but because Christ has fulfilled all of the promises. Wow. So, gladly today, I say to you, I've been marked. You've been marked. We've been sealed over by the Holy Spirit. Go face the world knowing you've been marked and sealed. If you believed in that mark and that seal, then you can relax. He's got you. He has given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. What's guarantee mean? Literally, translated, first installment, down payment. You want to know what's coming your way? Take a look at the Holy Spirit. That's the starting point. Tomorrow on the podcast, we deal with that famous mark of the beast. There's a lot to say. I might be able to do it in one podcast. If not, we'll take a couple. I think the pre-work we've done prepares our hearts quite nicely. We'll see you then. God bless.